From the KCPW Danker Studio at Library Square, this is Downtown SLC, a show that explores the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance. Today, I'll be joined by Kirsta Albert, the Director of Development and External Relations for Discovery Gateway. Discovery Gateway is hosting their annual Bumblebee Bash this weekend, but they're shaking it up a little bit. In the past, this has been a highfalutin gala. This time, it's going to be more of a street party, but a great way for families to come down, have a fantastic time in their urban center, and teach kids a little bit about science, technology, math, and art to get a first-hand look at all the activities going on at Discovery Gateway every day. All that after this news from the BBC. Welcome back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis. Joining me today is my good friend, Kirsta Albert. Kirsta is the Director of Development and External Relations at our wonderful Discovery Gateway Children's Museum in downtown Salt Lake City. Kirsta, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
You guys have an exciting event planned this week. Could you talk a little bit about the Bumblebee Bash?
Of course. This Saturday, June 21st, we are celebrating downtown. That's what we do. We are in the cultural core of downtown Salt Lake City. We are the original Children's Museum of Utah.
Yes.
So we wanted to make sure we are celebrating children, celebrating downtown, and continuing the energy that the Downtown Alliance has started with the farmers market.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Exciting.
Excellent. It's very exciting. And we are going to be closing 100 South in front of Discovery Gateway.
That's new for this year.
That is new. It used to be just a gala.
Yeah. You guys are taking the party to the streets.
We are blowing it up, yeah, as the kids would say.
Yes.
And so we are going to close 100 South. We have 7 food trucks coming. We have a stunt jump where kids can fall like a stunt person.
Wow.
And accessing that area is no cost. So you can go to one of the fantastic food trucks.
Kind of a street festival.
It is like a street festival at no cost. You have to pay to do the stunt jump.
Right.
But 10% of everything sold at every one of the food trucks and at the stunt jump goes to Discovery Gateway. That's their fee.
I love that you're doing that this year. It's a little bit more approachable and fun and exciting. Not that the gala in the past hasn't been awesome, but this seems like a great way to sort of go beyond the borders of the walls of Discovery Gateway and branch out a little bit.
I totally agree. June in Salt Lake is gorgeous, with the exception of Wednesday of this week. But that was an anomaly, Tuesday and Wednesday. On Tuesday, we actually had 1,200 patrons in the museum.
Do you guys find that you, like, during the winter, more people, I mean, is that your busiest season because people are looking for indoor activities with kids?
Christmas time.
Yeah.
And then summer.
Yeah.
Summer, we kill it. We are the attraction for visitors.
Yeah, that's true.
If they're coming to Salt Lake, they're staying in the downtown core because there's so much to do, and they come to the museum. We had someone yesterday from Hong Kong who had a reciprocal membership at one of their museums, at one of the science museums. So we welcome folks from around the world, truly. And they can't have this experience anywhere else.
Yeah.
They have no Saving Lives Intermountain Healthcare exhibit with the little helicopter terrace and the mini hospital we have. That doesn't exist anywhere else.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what the exhibits are at Discovery Gateway. So, and you know, I have been there many, many times. But imagine for a moment that I had never been there. How would you describe it to me so that I would know and want to bring my kid to the exhibits?
Foremost, this is a place where I like to say your monkeys can run around and be wild monkeys.
Yeah.
There is nobody, they can be flying monkeys. Yeah. They can express themselves. Mm-hmm. There is nobody reining in their behavior as far as being excited and inventive and intrigued by all of the hands-on exhibits. You have all of the principles of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, but they don't know it, especially engineering. So you walk into the museum, it is 60,000 square feet of space. We are one of the largest children's museums in the nation.
Wow.
Which makes sense because we love children.
We do.
And
we have a
lot of them. We've got plenty. Yeah.
Kid-friendly location here in Utah.
We've got a few to go around, and we love having them in. We celebrate young children.
Yeah.
You're going to find families with young children are most attracted to the museum. We are the singular attraction for that specific demographic. So starting at as soon as they can walk,
okay,
all the way up to 7 or 8 years old, there's going to be something that's going to be exciting for them to do where they're learning, but they don't know it.
Yeah.
And so the beehive with the balls that go flying up through the tubes.
So right when you walk in, yep. There's a giant mm-hmm. sculpture of a beehive.
Because we are the beehive state.
That's true.
And we are industrious.
Yes.
And celebrating the industriousness of Utah.
Yes.
Is the beehive. And that's 2 stories high. And the balls go spinning around inside of there. And there's a teamwork, cooperation. Kids work together to gather all the balls and to work together to shoot them up through the
put
intertwining.
Them in tubes, and yep. then they go back mm-hmm. and forth. Okay.
And that's all physics.
Yeah.
So then you go into the little town, which is called our Kids Eye View.
Yes.
We have the construction zone where kids can truly build things. And that's super important in getting them interested in math
that tactile
and design.
Experience.
Very much. And yeah. it tends to be a very boy centered area, which yeah. is just fine because we also have lots of girls in there who are inspired to become architects
yeah.
or to go into construction trades.
Yeah.
Then you have the house, which we actually celebrate homemaking
yeah.
as a honorable pursuit.
It is.
It really is, and it's very important, especially in Utah. So you have the little mini 50s style kitchen and a little room where kids can put their babies to bed.
And maybe you have some boys who like to
for
do that
sure.
as well. So
yep.
that's perfect.
There was one time, though, we have a little high chair in there, a yeah. baby, a doll high chair, where someone had put their probably 14-month-old child.
But quite, that's not what you were planning
no,
for that.
Quite stuck.
Yeah.
Quite stuck. Had to disassemble the actual high chair. Kay. And it was a large 14-month-old.
So a note to listeners, if you do take your 14-month-old, mm-hmm. please do not put them in the doll high chair. Intended for a doll. Mm-hmm.
Especially if they're maybe chunkier than your average 14-month-old.
It's a big 14-month-old.
And then to appease the child who was crying, they kept feeding it.
You really don't want any child nope. in that big, small, nope. no matter what age,
nope.
that's
they
a
don't
doll
go
high
in,
chair.
It's just for the dolls.
Okay.
But everything else is kid-sized.
Kay.
So then you go over to Hatch, Waddle, and Fly, which is actually designed for kids 18 months to 3 years. It's a little sequestered area where they can play but not be sort of interacting with larger children who might be a little too rough and tumble.
Yeah.
Then we have water play, which of course water in Utah is so scarce.
Yeah.
That is one of our most scarce resources. So it talks about how water comes down from the mountains and into the valleys, and you can play in there and divert the water as if you have dams and things are floating through it. Then next to it, we've just made updates. And so you'll have to see this next time you come in 'kay. To the Utah Family Farm. We've
what,
partnered with...
I don't even know what the Utah Family
it's the farm.
Okay.
Where the horse is.
Yeah, there's a horse
yeah.
costume and you can get up and
you can
ride
get up on
the
horse.
Horse. Yes.
Yep. So it used to be okay, but we partnered with the USDA
mm-hmm.
to make it awesome. There are so many things that come out of Utah. Agriculture is one of our most important exports as a state.
As we well know,
yes.
as the farmers market supporters, we love agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Precisely. Yep. So within Utah, there are specialty crops. The ones you would assume... honeybees are a specialty crop.
Yeah.
Apples, peaches,
stone
the things you'd...
fruits.
Stone fruits.
That's what we call them. The
okay.
plums, the peaches.
Stone fruits. And lavender.
Yeah.
So we actually have partnered with Young Living.
Uh-huh. They're famous for their lavender
down
in Utah
County. They're
famous for their
lavender. Exactly. So we have a vista of Mona, Utah.
Hmm.
It is about 1.5-story mural of the iconic Mona, Utah lavender fields.
Oh, nice.
Cartoonized like we do. So it's our look.
It's kid-friendly.
It's kid-friendly, so kids learn that this is one of the most important exports of the state. It's one of the largest lavender fields in the world.
Wow.
And then you can see how lavender is extracted. We have a new installation that went in last week, and it actually goes through the process that lavender goes through to become oil.
Wow.
And so they're learning about how you're distilled down from harvesting to the oil.
I am actually very interested
in this.
Wait
till you come in and see it.
I'm not just saying that.
Okay.
I tried to make lavender ice cream one time. And
it like eating soap?
It was soap.
Okay,
I went
I
a little too strong. Mm-hmm. So I want to know how to, that's kind of, mm-hmm. I'm kind of curious about how to do it the
yeah.
right way so it doesn't taste like soap.
That's what you will learn here. It takes a tiny dollop, I believe.
Yeah,
and we're
bit.
Also, Young Living provided us with distillers
mm-hmm.
so that it smells like lavender in the area.
Yeah.
So you'll have kids sleeping at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but that's totally cool.
Yeah.
Because then they can get reinvigorated later.
They need to take naps.
They need a little nap. But
adults,
then you can
adults too.
We have had
naps.
We found a few adults sleeping on benches
that
before. But the whole point of coming to the museum is interacting with your child. That's number one on our list of priorities.
Yeah.
So within the interactive, kids can pick lavender.
Yeah.
Next to it we have a beekeeper's hive.
And you have live bees there?
We do not have live bees there.
Okay.
We have faux bees embedded in resin. That would be a bad idea.
Yeah.
But we know bees again.
That's...
We keep going back to the bee.
Yeah.
So scarce
yes.
and at risk of losing their habitat. So are their colonies.
Their hives.
Their hives, but
yeah.
their colonies are dwindling.
Right.
So within the beekeeper's box, we have the actual slides that come up as you would in an actual beekeeper's box with information.
On how to do it.
On how to do it, why we keep bees, how they're valuable to our agriculture, and what important part they play in our entire world.
They're pollinators.
They're pollinators.
In
so kids are learning
producers.
That. Exactly.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
important is that? So you're coming to the museum, you're learning, you have no idea. That you're learning.
So then upstairs is for a little bit older kids, right?
It is. I do want to say one thing quickly.
Okay.
Our good friends at Harmon's Neighborhood Grocer have underwritten our market. So for years, kids have come and played in the market, and it's getting a little worn after 2 million visitors.
Yeah.
It's getting a little worn out. So by December, our market at the museum will be a Harmon's Neighborhood Market with completely Utah's own branded products, everything that's manufactured in Utah, and scanners.
Oh, that is.
But all Harmon's, all Utah's own, all local providers.
I love that. I mean, they're just always there. They sponsored a bike share station. I mean, and they're local.
Yep.
They care about the community. Mm-hmm. So I'm delighted to hear that.
That's why I wanted to give them a shout out.
Let's give a shout out to our friends at Harmon's.
Okay.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about upstairs at Discovery Gateway and what people can expect at the Bumblebee Bash coming up this weekend. We're also going to talk a little bit about the future of the Gateway more generally and the important role that Discovery Gateway is playing in helping to shape this future. So we will be back after these messages. We are back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm joined today by Kirsta Albert, who is the Director of Development and External Relations for our fabulous Discovery Gateway Children's Museum at the Gateway in beautiful downtown Salt Lake City. Kirsta, I wanted to go back to what we started talking out about a little bit, which is the Bumblebee Bash.
Of course.
So outside you've got food trucks, you've got the stunt experience.
We got the stunt jump. And then in Studio 444, which is our street level art studio, we have free art going on all day. We are
participatory
underwritten.
Art.
Participatory art. You can make little flower bouquets. They're called bumblebee bouquets.
Nice. Of
because
course.
We are funded by Beverly Sorensen Foundation.
A great patron for arts. She sponsored art programs at my son's school. Wonderful.
She's all about reaching out to underserved communities. Mm-hmm. So as many people as want to come and participate in that art project can come do so.
Well,
and it's at no cost, and they have a takeaway. And then in our atrium, over the course of 3 hours, we will see more than 80 Celtic dancers perform.
Wow.
So they're going to do it in different little groups, starting at 11 for 15 minutes, 12, and at 1. Then at 2 for 45 minutes, the entire company is going to perform in our atrium, again, no cost.
So Celtic dancing, that's like river dance.
It is river dance.
That is river dance.
It is river dance.
It's not clogging per se, but it's okay.
It's the super cute girls who are always awesome during the St. Patrick's
super
Day Parade.
Super curly hair.
Super curly hair, the great little dresses.
Yeah.
And they've been planning for this for months.
Very cool.
So then you go into the museum itself, and admission is $5 for members, just $10 for non-members. Last year, as you were alluding to, it was a little more restrictive, not as involving of the majority of the community, because it was $25 a person. We decided we work more on a volume proposition, go the entire day. You can come in, and if you still want to support the museum beyond that $5 or $10 for member or non-member, we will have opportunity drawings, which include amazing packages from City Creek with tickets to Wicked.
Nice.
A package from the Gateway with tickets for Walking with Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Those are both courtesy of Magic Space.
Oh, that's
and we're extremely grateful for that. And of course, because they are opportunity drawings, every $10 entry, you get a ticket to the museum.
Very cool.
It is not a raffle.
No, we don't have raffles.
We don't
in
have
Utah.
Raffles. Nope. You are getting a ticket to come back to the museum at a later date for your $10 opportunity.
That's great.
You have tickets on SkyWest to Cedar City for the Utah Shakespeare Festival, along with backstage passes. We've decided to do away with the rubber chicken, which is lovely for some folks, rubber chicken, silent auction, standard old gala, and do it this way.
I think it's a really cool idea.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, I think it speaks to sort of what you are doing as a children's museum. I mean, you want to be approachable. You want to be there for families. You want to be available to the larger community. And so a gala, as nice as galas can be, maybe isn't the best fit for you guys anymore.
Just didn't work for us. We want the whole family to come.
Yeah.
You know, we're a museum that's open 7 days a week.
Yeah.
You can come on Sundays and park for free. We're there all the time for families to come and enjoy. So at this event in particular, knowing as a mother how frustrating it is to go somewhere where there are face painters and you wait in line and you wait in line for an hour and then you've ruined
the balloon
and you've lost the entire event. Yeah. We have those, but they're there all the way from 11 to 7.
Nice.
So if you get there and there's a line for face painting, which is included in your admission, go upstairs and see Wasatch Youth Music Academy, Wasatch Music Coaching Academy. I apologize. Wasatch Music Coaching Academy or Music Garage.
Nice.
They're both going to be there. MusicGarage.org, and their musicians start their rock and roll at 11, and then it goes into the Wasatch Music Coaching Academy, and they'll play all the way to 6:30. And that's in our courtyard, which is on our second level. It's a wide open courtyard created by all the buildings that surround in the gateway. Mm-hmm. We'll also have bounce houses out there, the obstacle course type bounce houses. We have in our workshop room all day long STEM experiments. So kids can go in and earn their, they're going to earn a badge in science, technology, engineering, and math.
Very cool.
With hands-on science.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the second floor. So up on the second floor where we are now, where these activities are going to be happening during the Bumblebee Bash. So I worked for Intermountain Healthcare when Intermountain made the donation of the helicopter. And it was a really cool experience to see it hoisted into place, the Lifelight helicopter. And I know that's just one of the really fantastic experiences that you have going on the second floor normally during normal
just
business
normal
hours.
Yeah. Intermountain made a tremendous investment in us last September when we opened the only miniature or kid-sized primary children's hospital. Within the primary children's hospital, you have going from the helicopter, you have a gurney track to the surgical center where kids can operate on iPads on femur, wrist, or skull fractures. So you have the actual iPad app doing the surgery and kids are walking through it. They are in central command to help the Life Flight helicopter take off. They're in the helicopter itself doing patient care. This is inspiring kids into these fields.
Yeah.
That they can be a radiologist. They can be a surgeon. They can be a Life Flight
pilot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is where it also extends to an older age for the most part. But Intermountain Healthcare is so clever that they also funded this spring a toddler playground in that same area. So if you have a toddler, they can play on this miniature slide that is also a helicopter while your older kids are playing in the surgical center and being inspired to be some sort of medical.
It reminds me a little bit of that old Milton Bradley game, I think, Operate, except it's like
it's
real
like,
and
is.
High tech,
yep.
And you're actually doing what doctors actually do.
Exactly, and these have been vetted by surgeons. And Jason, it's so wild to see a three-year-old who's so adept on an iPad that they, by trial and error, work their way through the surgery, even if they can't read. But again, it is interactive and imaginary play. It's so important that we get kids away from screens but incorporate them in this way where they're still role-playing but using the screen time to learn more about these surgeries.
Have you thought of auctioning off a surgery performed by a three-year-old
to
someone? What are they called? Opportunity drawings.
It is an opportunity. We'll put that on the docket for next year.
Okay.
I did want to make a quick mention. I know we don't have a ton of time, but on our second floor, we have within our Story Factory, we had a Foley studio where kids could pretend they were making all the sounds for a movie, which was slightly underutilized. Mm-hmm. With grants from the LDS Foundation and from the Utah Office of Museum Services, we are gutting that space to make it a sensory room for children within the autism spectrum.
Oh, very cool.
So what will happen is kids can come to the museum if they have a family member within the autism spectrum. That'll be a place where they can engage in sensory opportunities, but also take it down a little notch and to sort of regroup. Mm-hmm. There'll also be a storyboard because children within the autism spectrum respond to storyboarding their day. But it'll also be an opportunity for folks who don't know much about autism to learn more about it.
Yeah.
We have the second highest rate of autism diagnosis in the nation. And we as an organization felt we were going to be the first ones to take this step to accommodate that population.
That's very interesting. Very cool.
So that'll happen over the summer.
You've got kind of a media thing going on the second floor as well.
Yep. We have the KSL studio and we have the weather lab. Mm-hmm. And in July and August, we will actually on Saturdays have one of the KSL weathercasters? Climate specialist.
Yeah, climatologist.
It's a climatologist.
Okay.
And through our fabulous relationship with KSL, we always have the weather lab about once a month with a school group. But we decided that the kids who come in on the weekends who aren't part of that school group also need to get the opportunity to learn about the science behind weather. Mm-hmm. It's another point of learning within science. But then really quickly, just past that, we have the Bob the Builder exhibit. Have you been in to see Bob the Builder?
I have not been in to see Bob the Builder. Mm-hmm. My son has outgrown a little bit his interest in Bob the Builder, mm-hmm. but I'm still interested.
So I bet if he came,
he'd like it again.
He'd totally be engaged again.
You know, he just got out of fifth grade, and he had the best experience at Junior Achievement BizTown, mm-hmm. which is on the very mm-hmm. top mm-hmm. floor.
So he came this year.
Yeah, he came this past mm-hmm. year, and it was such. He was the CFO for Rocky Mountain Power, mm-hmm. who I know the CFO for Rocky Mountain Power, so it's kind of cool to tell him. Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Rich Walgie's the CFO or the CEO, but anyway, I said I know someone who has mm-hmm. a similar job of what you were actually doing at Junior Achievement BizTown, mm-hmm. And that was such a cool experience where these fifth graders get to go and have real jobs and mm-hmm. experiment with the economy mm-hmm. and make money and buy things. And what a great experience that was for him.
Well, and that's part of the continued financial literacy mm-hmm. idea with kids. We started way too late. If they're in high school or college and they're learning about financial literacy, the ship has sailed.
Yeah.
So springboarding off what Junior Achievement does so well mm-hmm. is that whole child enrichment, knowing that you're teaching them, inspiring them to look into fields that they might not have otherwise imagined. For us, we're targeting the young child with financial literacy.
Yeah.
Within the Harmon supermarket, we'll have grocery lists.
Yeah.
So that it's much more scaled down, something they can better understand. But within our Curiosity Shop programming, which happens every day, Monday through Friday, one of the topics typically on Fridays is financial literacy, dollars and cents.
Yeah. So that's brilliant to start that stuff mm-hmm. early. I want to say thank you so much for everything you guys do for downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing amenity. You guys are doing so much to help support the Gateway as they're kind of going through a transition. Mm-hmm. You're really one of the shining stars the Gateway mm-hmm. and for the whole west side of our downtown. Mm-hmm. We couldn't be more grateful to Discovery Gateway. Before we go, I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell people how they can get tickets or find out more information about the Bumblebee Bash.
Fantastic. So if you go to our website at discoverygateway.org, you can purchase tickets there. Again, $5 for members, $10 for non-members. Through the end of June, you can buy a special four-month Bob the Builder membership that's good through September 30th for just $40 for three people.
That's great.
That would make you a member. You get tickets for $5. We also want to let folks know that every family receives a full-day parking validation.
Oh, that's
so
great.
They can come to the Gateway, park in the winter or summer parking, go to the farmer's market, come back to the Bumblebee Bash, and their parking is totally covered. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Then you also can go day of, walk up. It goes from 11 to 7 and buy your tickets in person.
Well, Kirsta, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW, a show that explores the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. where we'll be talking to the people who are making it happen.